Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With a series of executive orders addressing everything from climate to immigration to COVID, President Biden has quickly begun to push his agenda forward. But progressives, including Massachusetts U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, say unless the Senate does away with the filibuster, Biden's more ambitious legislative goals will stall. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has this story this morning about the new energy to kill an old Senate tradition.
Once upon a time, the filibuster was part of a uniquely American idea of standing up for principle, even if you're outnumbered. That theme was at the heart of Frank Capra's 1939 movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Jimmy Stewart plays an idealistic young senator who tries to block passage of a corrupt appropriations bill with a talking filibuster, refusing to yield the Senate floor.
Yes, and a man even powerful enough to control congressmen, and I saw three of them in his room the day I went up to see him.
And the senator yield.
No, sir, I will not yield.
Mr. Smith doesn't yield and holds the floor for 24 straight hours until he collapses with exhaustion. But his efforts expose the corruption and block the bill. Well, that's Hollywood. And yet, Adam Gentleson says,
it is an accurate depiction of how the filibuster was deployed in those days.
Gentleson is a progressive strategist who worked for Democratic Senator Harry Reid. He's the author of Kill Switch, The Rise of the Modern Senate and the Crippling of American Democracy. Gentleson says over time, the filibuster has changed from a procedure to give a senator a chance to persuade to one that allows the minority to block legislation supported by the majority. That's because in the Senate now, it takes 60 votes rather than a simple majority to stop debate and move a bill to an up or down vote.
We've come to accept the 60-vote threshold as sort of a normalized part of the Senate. This is a recent thing.
Gentleson says for most of the Senate's existence, simple majorities determined if bills passed or died. But that changed in a big way during the push for civil rights, when Southern senators used the filibuster to block civil rights legislation.
And that was the major contribution of the Jim Crow era by these Southern white supremacist senators to finally use the filibuster to actually stop bills altogether by raising the threshold for passage from a simple majority to a supermajority. And this is sort of the principal source of gridlock in our federal government today.
If Democrats don't push to reform or eliminate the filibuster, Gentleson says it will present a huge obstacle to Biden's agenda. Other progressives, including Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, agree.
The filibuster must go. It's something that's rooted in a racist past, and it's used today as a way of blocking the progressive agenda, which President Biden is proposing in environmental justice, racial justice, economic justice.
Understand this. The filibuster is giving a veto.
Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren during a Democratic presidential debate last year.
To the gun industry. It gives a veto to the oil industry. It's going to give a veto on immigration. We are willing to roll back the filibuster, go with a majority vote, and do what needs to be done for the American
okay.
Senator,
but the politics around this are fraught. With the filibuster gone, Senate Democrats could pass everything from the Green New Deal to Medicare for all with a simple majority. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says they'd pay a price.
When Republicans next control the government, we'd be able to repeal every bill that had just been rammed through. And we'd set about defending the unborn, exploring domestic energy, unleashing free enterprise, defunding sanctuary cities. You get the picture.
A number of moderate Democrats also oppose killing the filibuster. Richard Arenberg takes McConnell's warning seriously and says calls to kill the filibuster are short-sighted. Arenberg teaches at Brown University and spent more than 30 years on Capitol Hill working with senators, including Paul Tsongas of Massachusetts.
And there was never a time in all those years that I brought any kind of legislative proposal where the very first question I got back wasn't, who's my Republican co-sponsor? Because every senator understands if you're going to get anywhere with your legislative proposals, you need some buy-in from the other side.
Arenberg is co-author of the book Defending the Filibuster. With regard to how those segregationist senators used the filibuster, he says,
it was evil, immoral.
Ehrenberg says the behavior was evil, but not the procedure itself. He says the filibuster cools the legislative temperature and offers a degree of protection for whichever party is out of power.
Progressives in the Senate who are now clamoring to get rid of the filibuster weren't doing that in 2017 when Trump took office with majorities in the House and the Senate. So that's why I say it's short-sighted.
Ehrenberg says polarization is at the root of the crisis in Washington, and killing the filibuster will only make it worse. On the other hand, use of the filibuster has spiked in the past decade, particularly by Republican minorities. So Democrats like Ed Markey are ready to push back.
I believe that ultimately it's inevitable that we have to repeal the filibuster.
Moderates might need convincing, but they'll face a tough choice. Give up on key parts of the Biden agenda or kill the filibuster. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.